By to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of Pure Creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of Pure Creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of Pure Creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. L-E-T-E.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green apple splatters.
Oh, I hate that.
Stand up. We're about to get.
Thank you, P. Allen Smith.
Yes.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 21st. I'm ahead of myself by 10 days. There actually is a March 31st. It'll be here in, hang on, carry a 3 minus 10 days. Welcome to the March 21st edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one replacement window sold in the United States. There's a reason for that. It's a good window, and it's very reasonably priced, and it's been priced at that same price for 10 years. The gas prices up and down and the costs of doing business, they didn't change the price, they didn't change the quality. How do they do it? I don't know, but they do.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. I wasn't feeling that great till I heard this music, and now I feel fantastic, as I'm sure you do, too. Let's introduce some people to you at the control board. We have Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus.
Hi and thanks, Mark and
if
Jason.
If you are getting ready to retire, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason. They can give you a free consultation regarding your investment.
What does it cost?
Investment options. Absolutely free.
What?
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
We have people, and I get emails from time to time saying, there's no way that Dan Strauss never had a harmonica lesson. Where did he go to harmonica school? Dan, raise your right hand. You see that Bible?
Yep.
All right. Put your left hand on the Bible. Raise your right hand. Did you ever go to harmonica school?
No, never.
Not one lesson?
Not one lesson.
There you go. I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe, but there you have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez. Oh, thank you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, and he did go to security school. Quantico. Yeah, where the FBI people are trained. That's where he got his training. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is kind, Dan.
No, you never told us that. Well, I didn't know that. You should talk about it more. It's impressive. I graduated valedictorian. We're talking about going to school and training. Valedictorian from the International what Academy?
Cheese.
International Cheese Academy.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Good for you, man.
Folks, I don't know, what can you say about an orchestra that has won practically every award that an orchestra can win? I don't know what you can say. You can say it's not these guys. They haven't won any. Bruce Lipperst in the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
But you should have, Bruce.
Yeah.
You should have won. He doesn't enter. He's not interested in that. Just interested in the quality product, like this show. That's how we are. We don't care about awards or ratings or any of that stuff. We just want to put out the best show possible. And one of these days, we're going to do that. I guarantee you. Stick with us. We're brought to you by Window World. WindowWorld.com is the website. $189. I'm sure there are people that think you can't get a really good window for $189. Well, you're wrong. You're just wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. You've never bought a Window World window then. It's a great product. And it's been the same price for the last 10 years. And in that last 10 years, they put windows in almost 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area. And they have a warranty that I don't know how a warranty could get any better than this. First of all, it's lifetime. You say, what if I live to be 120? Well, it's life. Lifetime is lifetime. It's a lifetime warranty. Covers all the parts, glass breakage, the labor. You call them, they'll come out and give you a free in-home estimate. You can buy one or you can buy 30. It doesn't matter. It's still $189 a piece. Now, if you have Window World windows and you've ever thought, wow, I wish they sold something else, because anybody that does what they're able to do with windows, I'd buy anything they sold. Well, guess what? They sell siding and blown-in attic insulation and entry doors, if you want to talk to them about that. They have an excellent track record with the Better Business Bureau and the other reporting agencies. And as a 2013 tax credit you need to know about, you get a tax credit of 10% of your purchase up to $500. And for 5 years in a row now, they have sold over 1 million windows a year nationwide. Nobody can touch them. Everybody tries. Window World, and they're very charitable, too. Just ask the folks at St. Jude Children's Hospital what they think about Window World. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com. Actually, think you can do windowworld.com or windowworldstlouis.com. You'll find them, and I hope you do. If you want your money's worth, you will talk to the folks at Window World. We mentioned at the beginning of the show that Harry Reams passed away day before yesterday, Tuesday. Harry Reams was one of two or three of the best-known names in the porn industry. Now, I wouldn't know much about him because I don't care for porn, quite frankly. I know, Peon, I know you don't.
No.
You and I have, on many occasions, never tried to watch legislation to ban all porn. Mm-hmm. We didn't get anywhere with it. I know Dan loves pornography.
Yeah.
Harry Reams, Ron Jeremy, John Holmes. That's it for me. There's a guy, I think, named Evan Stone, as in, you know, Stone. Females in porn, Linda Lovelace made her name in Deep Throat. She started with Harry Reams. He was in there with her. He got paid $100 for being in that movie. So he passed away 2 days ago. And a listener named Steve sent me this email. He says, Frank, I'm AM and the PM. I saw where Harry Reams died. And I wondered if his casket would be the pup tent model casket. And then he says, did you know that at one time Harry Reams pumped gas at a filling station to make extra money? He got fired because every time the nozzle was about to click off, he'd pull it out and spray it all over the back of the car. Steve, that's funny. That's very funny. See, our listeners are funnier than we are.
Yeah,
they are. Hate that. A little bit of what could have been an awkward situation yesterday with the Marvin and Trish show that's on before ours. They had somebody in there from Charlie Gito's. I guess it was Charlie Gito Jr. I don't know, but they were talking about how toasted ravioli started at a place called Angelo's. And I believe Marvin does commercials for a place, another Italian restaurant. They claim they are the birthplace of toasted ravioli.
Awkward.
So
controversy.
What's the truth? How you know what? I don't think that's one of those things that anybody is ever going to be able to prove.
No.
Because you hear stories, somebody accidentally dropped a piece of ravioli in the fryer, and then they took it out and thought, oh, I wonder what it tastes like. Oh, and then the next thing you know, really, is that how it happened? Maybe it is. Where did it start? I don't know. And now we have a complete, but I was waiting for like a fight, like a fist fight to break out or something. But Marv's a professional. And somebody tells me he was on TV or something one time.
Really?
So he's had to learn how to, curb his temper or not let, things get out of control, even though somebody's sitting there contradicting a story he has told the opposite story about. So way to go, you guys, for not letting that get out of control. Guy today at a stoplight, I've mentioned this a couple of times, I couldn't count them all, but I'm going to say 9 different things hanging from his rearview mirror, to the point where I don't know how I could see the center of his windshield. He could just see right in front of him because he had a garter and some beads, like Mardi Gras beads. He had a cross. I tried to make out what all it was. One of those tassels, graduating his mirror was like his trophy case or something. Did you ever hang anything from your mirror?
Sometimes air fresheners or whatever.
Yeah, I think I had air fresheners.
You did
before.
The air freshener from mirror? Oh, my God. Why? You don't care about cars. You don't care if they stink or they're dirty.
That's right. Well, my car's...
You really don't.
My car is dirty. That's why I need
one. Remember
the
dice? That was the big thing.
Yeah. The big old, fuzzy dice.
Yeah.
So, we mentioned Lindsey Vonn and Tiger Woods are an item, and I don't think I don't think I mentioned this yesterday. I mentioned the odds. They're giving the odds makers are doing the 4-1, and we couldn't figure out if that was 4-1 that you get paid if you bet that they will get engaged before the 15th. Whatever. Here's what I didn't share with you. In this article in USA Today where they talk about Lindsey Vonn and Tiger Woods, they interview her, and she says that they had been friends, and that friendship turned to something else, and that after she was with Tiger for a while, it grew into something more.
Whoa.
It grew.
Uh-huh. I think we know what that's about. She says it grew into something more, and that made me very happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you go, Tiger.
Doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Doing something right or carrying something right, like the big stick. Now, I don't know. It seems like pornography is in the news now because Harry Reams passed away and a couple of other reasons. But there's an article that just came out today. And actually, it's dated the 19th, so 2 days ago. And it's a couple who is suing some people or a company that rented their luxury home in the Hamptons. Now, we've talked about this before, that a lot of porn... The scenes take place in really expensive homes. You know, when you watch, these reality shows, and they take them all, like American Idol, and they put them up in these gorgeous beachfront houses. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Porn, a lot of porn is shot in those houses. And what will happen is they'll rent a house, and the owners have no clue that they're going to bring cameras in there, and they're going to do it.
Yeah, because a lot of those homeowners are either
it's a vacation home.
They're not there all the time, so they rent it out.
So this couple from Brooklyn has filed a complaint in Long Island federal court, unspecified damages, including $20,000 in repairs and cleaning up of stains on their furniture.
Oh. Stains. Oh, boy.
Is that dog there?
Oh, we can't blame that. I wish it could.
Stains the dog must have been visiting.
Well, I'll read you the way it's printed in the article. It says specifically sperm stains.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Edit it. You know what? Edit it out. Now that I've said it, edit it out.
Oh, man.
That's ridiculous. Leave that out. Let's just leave it where it was. It says the couple found out what was happening because they were tipped off by neighbors that some kind of huge party looked like it was going on. Dozens of cars, security guards, and about... And check this. Wouldn't this be your worst nightmare? You have a really beautiful home, and you're willing to rent it out because you assume that anybody that can pay that kind of rent, and you're talking about houses that rent for, you know, 10 grand a week or whatever, you just assume these are going to be responsible people. But then when your neighbor calls and go, hey, there are 100 people at your house, easily 100,
oh,
and security guards and equipment. And then they later found pictures of their home online and were able to find some porn and go, wait a minute, that's our living room sofa!
Oh, that'd be awful.
Says the neighbors, wow, now the neighbors don't talk to them because it says they think they're in porn. How about that? The neighbors look down on them and don't have anything to do with them. They can't convince them, hey, we didn't know who we rented the house to. Oh, man, I cannot let my wife find out about this next story. John Hamm, the madman guy on Mad Men.
Right.
Who's from St. Louis, or at least lived here for a while.
Yeah.
Word around the set. Ladies, pay attention. Word around the set is that this guy is very well endowed. In fact, somebody they interviewed who works on Mad Men said that it's a well-known fact in that inner circle that his privates are actually a problem in shooting the show because it's shot to take place in the 60s, and men's pants, even suit pants, were tight. And they have to have him strapped down and make sure he has on, like, tidy whiteys.
Oh, yeah. I have to do that now.
Well, Dan, you've told me about
it. You're not doing it on TV.
It says everybody talks about Christina Hendricks and her boobs, but the one with the biggest problem in terms of not showing too much is actually John Hamm.
Wow.
It says that he's usually featured with his back to the camera or sitting down. They try to limit the amount of walking because the tight pants would reveal. I'll tell you, man, I read this and... I just thought, been there. That's all I could think. Now, I remember. You know what? I'm gonna level with people. People want to know how come McGraw has the cameras and they do his show. This right here, what I just read about him. The station management came to me, and they said we're putting cameras in, and we just think you should know right up front. We are not gonna be able to broadcast the large morning show in the afternoon, because if you get up, people are going to see something they might not have been ready for. And I just, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, they're talking about my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
they didn't anticipate my stomach being so big. We have had other stories where usually a drunk woman gets in a fight with a guy and she bites his privates or whatever, but this one, there's something about this one that jumped out at me. It's Orange County, Florida, not California, the Orlando area. What's interesting is this woman who was an escort, another word for prostitute, I love that escort word, was hired by a guy, and it said that multiple neighbors called 911 when they heard screaming. And evidently, according to the police report, Priscilla Vaughn is her name, the escort. When the police got there, she was totally nude and had blood all over her mouth, on her face, her neck, and that when the police approached her, she growled and snarled at them like a wild animal. You got that growling sound, that dog? That's what she did. Now, the victim said that what happened was he had hired her for the evening, which was a Monday evening. They had dinner. They went back to her hotel room where they drank alcohol, and she took ecstasy.
Oh.
And during consensual sex, she became more aggressive, and began to bite his genitals, and he said his way of describing it was he actually thought she was trying to eat his testicles.
Whoa.
And penis.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe she was a cannibal.
Maybe she was. Ecstasy will do strange things to you, I guess.
Will it?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken it?
No.
Would you tell us if you had?
Yeah.
I think you would.
Yeah, I would.
Is this supposed to make you love everybody?
I don't
know. What does it do? I heard it just makes everybody love everybody.
Oh, maybe it does. Maybe it does. Maybe she loved it too much.
But he said it was, it really looked like she was trying to eat his privates. And they said they found blood, furniture knocked over, things all thrown around, and a sex toy that she had damaged with teeth marks. Wow. She was crazy. And this might be the craziest thing of all. Here's a couple who buys a pre-owned Lamborghini. Now, it's a Lamborghini Murciélago. It's an 08. It's still $220,000. It's been impounded out in La Jolla, California. They just bought this car for $220,000, and within a couple of minutes, crash the car in San Diego into a wall and get out and leave the scene. And now they're looking for him. Well, it can't be too hard to find him because they just purchased the car. So
yeah.
You know, the dealer has. I don't get anything about this story. But
no.
Why would you run from your own act? Maybe just sheer embarrassment. Said they found the car. It is all dented up, the front, the back, driver's side. They abandoned the car. The documents were all there. It had been bought literally hours before they found it from a dealership in Newport Beach, Orange County, California. And why would you run? Why would you run? And how would you think that? I don't know. This might be another ecstasy-related thing, or some drugs may have come into play here. And another story of a lottery winner gone broke. Wait till you hear this. This is a woman, Sharon Tirabassi. She won $10.5 million. Now let me see how 9 years ago she is absolutely broke, and she's working a couple of different jobs to raise her kids. She lives week to week. And they go into the whole, and it's the typical, she gets the money, immediately she gives family members a whole bunch of money, like a couple of $1 million to family. Another woman who didn't have a clue about, taxes, kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, are they helping her out now?
No. And then it's just interesting to read, she said before she won the money, she lived in an apartment with three kids, each from a different father. Then she gets the dough, gets married, has three kids with... Now she got six kids. She has three kids with this guy. So now she has six kids, no money, barely getting by, and at one time owned a Mustang, a Hummer, a Dodge Charger, a $200,000 Cadillac Escalade that she had customized. Hey, that's some Escalade for $200,000. And they just go on, trips to Cancun, Florida, Las Vegas, California. 9 years later, broke. There you go.
Brother.
See? That money, it just can't buy happiness. At least that's what they like for us to think. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm not sure why it is, but I think half the jokes in the world start off with somebody in a bar. And this one does, too. And it's a chicken farmer. Who normally doesn't really go to the bar, and certainly normally wouldn't order champagne, but he sits down at the bar next to a woman, and he orders a glass of champagne. And she looks at him, and she says, what a coincidence. He says, what do you mean? She says, the champagne, look what I'm drinking. And he looks, and she had ordered a glass of champagne. She said, you know how the chances of, first of all, almost nobody ever sits down and has a glass of champagne in this bar. And for two people to do it, and he said, yeah, what a coincidence, you're right. And he explains to her, he says, well, I'm celebrating, it's a special day for me. She says, what a coincidence. Special day for me, too. He goes, what a coincidence. She says, what's your special day? He says, well, I'm a chicken farmer. And I'm celebrating something that happened on my farm. You're not a farmer. I don't know that you don't appreciate. She said, yeah, I would. And he said, well, first tell me your story. Why are you celebrating? Why did you order champagne? And you're right. What a coincidence. She says, well, she said, my husband is older. And we've been trying to have a child because, you know, I'm only 42 and I know I can still have a child. And we've tried and tried and tried. We've been trying for 4 or 5 years. And today, my gynecologist told me I am pregnant. And I am celebrating that. And he goes, wow, what a coincidence. She says, well, what do you mean? He says, well, he says, I'm a chicken farmer. And for years, my hens would not lay fertile eggs. And now, starting today, they're laying all these fertilized eggs. She says, wow, great. What did you do differently? He said, I finally just went and got a different rooster. She says, what a coincidence.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, since our last report, there was an accident. They've now cleared it on northbound 55 near Graboid, but the southbound drivers are slowing from the Poplar Street Bridge down to almost Arsenal. And they're still working with that FedEx truck, stalled FedEx truck on westbound 70. It's between Madison and Branch. It's up on the right shoulder, but traffic is backing up out of the depressed section past Lumiere Place Casino. Now, they have cleared that earlier accident that was blocking lanes up in North County. So eastbound 270, traffic is getting better. You're a little bit slow now near 370 through 170. And then it's all, well, that's stop-and-go traffic, and then it's slow all the way past Washington Elizabeth. On westbound 64, it's still a great run from 270 out to the Boone Bridge. On southbound 270, slowing 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Vaterod College. Have you always wanted to get into the healthcare field but didn't know where to start? Start with Vaterod College. Stop by one of the four campuses in St. Louis or visit vaterod.edu. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the broadcast tomorrow. It's a little bitty tiny one, but we'll get an hour in Thursday Night Music Club. Dan Durkholz letting us know what's going on with music nationally, acts and new releases, bringing it closer to home, Samantha Fisher. That's what we call the Music Club. We got it for you at 11. See you tonight on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279. 1-800-977-5279. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-955-2423. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-955-2423. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-955-2423. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-955-2423.
It's true. Mortgage rates are starting to creep upwards, which means it's even more timely to call Golden Oak Lending. Today's rate is only 2.875.
This is Bob Ellman. Yes, mortgage rates are starting to go up, but remember, they're still near record lows. You could lower your mortgage payment right now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, this is Jeff Brand from Brandt & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
How do you keep an older car running like new? Just ask a Ford customer.
How are you?
Jackie, tell me why somebody should bring their car here to the Ford dealership for service instead of those other places.
They have wonderful service. I come and make sure I get my oil changed, and when they tell you your tires need to be rotated, you got to get that done as well.
Let the experts replace your brake pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums, and more with Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. Come in for a $50 mail-in rebate. Rebate by check. Limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/13.
Don't miss Supercharge Friday, March 22nd, when Casino Queen will give away a brand new 2013 Dodge SRT8 Charger provided by Royal Game. Earn entries beginning March 1st. Key drawings March 22nd. Every hour from 5 to 9 p.m. At 9:30, if your key starts the car, it's yours. At 10 p.m., a second chance winner gets $10,000 royal free play at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad's always taking care of things, but now the house is just too much. I know he worries.
And so do you. That's why there's Westview at Ellisville Assisted Living. What a relief to know that he'll be looked after. From delicious meals and day-to-day activities to making sure he gets his medications and even memory care, we'll be here for him. All with no buy-in fee and affordable month-to-month rent. Schedule a tour today at westviewassistedliving.com. Westview at Ellisville in West County. Life worry-free.
See GE's Profile Appliance Series at your local Home Depot and get rebates up to $500 when you buy two or more Profile appliances through March 27th.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tiny bubble.
You know, one of the reasons Mike Evans drinks wine is on a day like today, he longs for the cold weather of his past. He longs for sleety, rainy, cloudy, icy. He never gets any of that. And sometimes he drowns
in his past.
Storm.
I don't think he's probably ever had Hawaii.
Oh, no, he lived in Springfield for a while.
Yeah, I think he lived in, we'll ask him. I think Dan's right. For a while, I think he was in the Midwest.
The butt?
Yeah, the butt.
Yeah, but even if he wasn't, all the more reason to be sad. He's never experienced that kind of weather. He's been deprived of it his whole life, so he drinks. He's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. That's a good place to start. That's their website, and you can find everything you need right there. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody.
That's what I'm talking about.
Did you live in Missouri?
Not really. I had a place there and commuted on weekends.
Well, you were there enough.
I was there enough.
That you got to experience the seasons.
And when my... when my dad, when we were in Hawaii, my dad was sent overseas to this place called Westpac. He had 8 months, and my stepmom's father had died in Canada. And so while he was gone, she decided she was going to go stay, take me, and we were going to go stay with her mother. So in January, we left Hawaii, where I had raised been my whole life, and we went to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, my
in
goodness.
January.
Oh,
in January.
My goodness.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was not a good trip.
No.
If you want, you know, weather shock, that'd be the way to get it.
It wasn't a good trip.
No.
And they didn't like me, and I didn't like them. In Canada, they gave kids, especially kids they didn't like, they gave the strap. I got the strap every day. I got the strap.
You still get the strap from Cheryl, don't you? Every once in a while,
but he likes it
when you do something bad. Or maybe it's when you do something good.
He likes it.
You get the strap.
Isn't Cheryl? Cheryl's from Springfield, right?
Yeah, Cheryl's from Springfield. She is. Actually, she's from St. James, but lived in Springfield most of her life.
Yeah.
Awkward question. Name the name of the Hollywood hottie coming out with her own line of jeans. Says they're the sexiest jeans ever made. Selma Hayek.
Oh, boy. She's in them, they are.
Megan Fox. Charlize
Theron. Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. It's always something with Lindsay Lohan. Her idiot New York attorney, Mark Heller, said that she could do her 90 days custody, which was part of the plea bargain, in a lockdown in New York. Only problem is there is no lockdown in New York. So now prosecutors say, well, they insisted to be in New York and to be a lockdown. They were lying. She needs to do 90 days in jail here. We'll see. I think it's good. Love Nuggets. Word is Ryan Seacrest and Julianne Hough.
Yeah.
Broke up for a couple of reasons. Julianne is a party animal. Ryan is a teetotaler. And Ryan's schedule was so packed, Julianne felt she wasn't getting the time she deserved. And, of course, some people say Ryan's gay.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm in that camp.
Kristen Stewart.
No.
No. And Twilight actor, vampire. Taylor Lautner have been spotted canoodling. Now they're a couple.
No.
Is it Jay? Before agreeing to go very public with her new relationship, Tiger Woods not only promised Lindsey Vonn that he wouldn't embarrass her by going out on her, he promised her that if he did go out on her and embarrass her, he'd give her $10 million.
Ooh,
I wonder if that's in writing anywhere. Don't know.
Yeah.
There's another rumor floating around that Kanye West has a wandering eye despite expecting a baby with Kim Kardashian.
I don't believe that.
Kim keeps Kanye on a short leash, and since they hooked up, Kanye's been taking a back seat to her in every way. He doesn't particularly care for that male ego party of one. Odds and ends, NBC executives want Jay Leno out sooner the better.
Wow.
However,
and there's always a however in life.
Affiliates love Jay Leno. They don't want him to leave at all, and no less before this contract is up.
I talked to Jay this morning.
Well, this is where you should have recorded it.
I did, Mike.
Wow.
And I said, Jay, apparently a lot of people really don't like you. Does that bother you at all? Here's what he said.
No, I'm pretty fine with it. I don't like myself that much either.
Well, there you go. Sort of goes without saying right there.
Wow.
Come, taste good, baby. There's been a delay in the release of the movie Jobs, starring Ashton Kutcher as Steve Jobs, which could mean only one thing. This movie's not very good.
Hmm.
Programming note, no report tomorrow. We'll actually be on a plane.
Oh.
But Monday, call me on the cell phone, and we'll just sort of talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. and New York City.
And you're there. Why?
I got a gig in Washington, plus I have daughter in Washington.
A gig?
LC.
Wait, what are you doing?
Hold on here. What kind of gig?
Radio stations. Well, you know how you guys bring me out to meet listeners.
Oh, yeah, we started that trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now everybody's doing
it. It's a paid gig?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And finally.
Some stations have money.
Yeah.
Like yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name the name of the Hollywood hottie who says that her new line of jeans is the sexiest jeans ever made. Selma Hayek, Megan Fox, Charlie Zero.
Dan.
I'm going to go Selma.
Theron.
Fox.
Charlie's there.
Yeah.
Told you.
I have a third.
She's the hottest out of the three.
A paid gig.
What does
you
that
buy
mean?
That?
I guess just in appearance.
You believe it, though?
Could
you imagine, though, how disappointed the people are when he steps out and see him?
Hi, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard him on the radio. He's on 60 stations around the country. Give it up if you would, please. Stepping out on the stage now, Mike Evans. Everybody's going, oh.
You want to go get a burger?
Some people might like to see Mike Evans in person.
Yeah.
I'm always
happy to see it.
Oh, I'm ecstatic every time he comes.
It's
in
one
town.
Of Santa's elves.
No, I would have said that. That would hurt. That hurt his feelings.
Yeah. What's next? Alfred E. Newman lookalike contest.
Yeah, go ahead, do that one too.
Yeah, come on, Dan.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's have a Roman Polanski. Throw that in there.
Oh
too,
my goodness.
Long as you're at it. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, I got a memo. I keep saying a memo. It's an email, actually. Memos are non-existent anymore, but let me read you this from management of KTRS. We have noticed that on more than one occasion, you people, that's how they refer to us, you people have chosen to actually open and consume American Patriot beer while on the air. Please note KTRS employee handbook, page 237, third paragraph, where it states very clearly that no employee is to consume any alcoholic beverage while performing on-air duties. If this happens again, after this warning and other verbal warnings that you all know we have had and have issued, termination may very well be necessary. Signed, Mike Dorsey and the management of
Mark.
And me, that American Patriot over there. They're not going to tell us what to do. Yeah. Open one up here. Open up. Look at that. Look at that golden. Pour another one for Dan. Says we can't do this. Well, we'll see about that.
Come in and stop
one
us.
More. You want one, Peon?
Sure.
Pour another one. They're good and cold because once I got this email, I got a cooler. See, I stuck them in ice. They've been iced down. They're nice and cold. Boy, oh, boy. Oh, man,
really
it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good. Lock the door, Peon.
Yeah.
Case, because they might send security in and try to remove.
Oh, they're all watching the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Thinking. They don't listen. They actually pay a company to listen to our show for them.
Really?
So they run to them like tattletales. They ain't even drinking alcohol.
Give us all the notes on what happened in the show today.
And if anything, inconsistent with the rules and regulations, they'll run to them now and say they were drinking American Patriot. Pour me another one. While we're at it, just pour me another American Patriot. And then, folks, you should do this, too. Get yourself some American Patriot. Comes regular and light. Hang it home, get it all nice and cold, and sit down and watch your favorite TV show and tell me if this is not about as good a lager as you've had. What is a lager? That's when a beer goes through the whole fermentation process, the brewing process, under cold temperatures. There are some beers that aren't brewed cold. Most of the most popular beers are. They're lagers, L-A-G-E-R. And this is one of those, and I think about as good as a beer gets. And I'm not an expert. All I have is my own taste and my own taste buds, and you have that too. But based on the response we're getting and I get from email, and based on the literally hundreds of places that now are selling American Patriot, and there's more to go. We've got a long way to go here. You don't become, you know, America's favorite beer overnight. You have to start somewhere, and they started in St. Louis. It is a 100% American beer, like we used to have before that other country came and bought that one label. You know what I'm talking about. American Patriot. If you go out to eat, you go to a bar, ask for it. If they don't have it, ask them to please start carrying it. Say, what's the matter with you? Everybody else is carrying it. Do you want to be the odd man out, the oddball? And where you shop for groceries, if they don't have it, same thing. Tell them to please start carrying it. Take it home. I think you will have found yourself your new favorite beer. American Patriot Beer, AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
Time to find out where the problem spots are. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, really, things are thinning out pretty good. Downtown looks great. They've cleared that FedEx truck that was stalled on westbound 70 off to the exit of Branch, so it's partially blocking that, but everything else is moving well. Southbound 55, and that's all thinned out. Looks like up here in North County, we've got just a little bit of slow traffic now midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant on eastbound 270. On eastbound 70, out in front of the airport, or a little bit east of Cypress, you've got a, looks like a police stop, but it looks like they have the right lane partially blocked, so you are backing up approaching Cypress. Westbound 70 is still slowing, approaching the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270, it's heavy now south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try pasta at Bread Company for dinner tonight, like the creamy tortellini Alfredo, pesto sacchettini, or the rustic penne bolognese. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
How do you keep an older car running like new? Just ask a Ford customer.
How are you?
Jackie, tell me why somebody should bring their car here to the Ford dealership for service instead of those other places.
They have wonderful service. I come and make sure I get my oil changed, and when they tell you your tires need to be rotated, you got to get that done as well.
Let the experts replace your brake pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums, and more with Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. Come in for a $50 mail-in rebate. Rebate by check, limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 331.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. A wild high-speed shootout in Decatur.